侍奉必要的条件。李定武牧师主讲第三讲，属肉体的侍奉。今天的经文记载在圣经历代志下第26章4到5节和16到21节。历代志下第26章4到5节，乌西雅行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父亲亚玛谢一切所行的，通晓神末世。撒加利亚在世的时候，乌西雅定义寻求神，他寻求耶和华神，就使他亨通。历代志下第26章16到21节，他既强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，干犯耶和华他的神，进耶和华的殿，要在香坛上烧香。祭司亚撒利亚率领耶和华勇敢的祭司80人跟随他进去，他们就阻挡乌西雅王，对他说：乌西雅，给耶和华烧香不是你的事，乃是亚伦子孙承接圣职祭司的事，你出圣殿吧，因为你犯了罪，你行这事，耶和华神必不使你得荣耀。乌西雅就发怒，手拿香炉要烧香。他向祭司发怒的时候，在耶和华殿中香坛旁众祭司面前，额上忽然发出大麻风。大祭司亚撒利亚和众祭司观看，见他额上发出大麻风，就催他出殿，他自己也急速出去，因为耶和华降灾与他。乌西雅王长大麻风直到死日，因此就在别的宫里与耶和华的殿隔绝。他儿子约坦管理家事，治理国民。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。今天我们所看到的是一个失败的侍奉的例子。
This morning we see a example of failure.
所以我们的题目是一个属肉体的侍奉。
So our topic is a carnal ministry, a carnal service.
我们看到我们今天所看的这个人乌西亚王。
Today we look at this person, King Uzziah.
我们看到他是一个很有决心的一个人。
We see he is a man of determination.
我们也看到他是一个很有毅力的一个人。
He's also a person with strong will.
我们也看到这个人他是一个非常怎么样，神赐他非常有恩赐的一个人。
He's also a person gifted.
让我们看到有这样的一个人，他又有心又有毅力又有恩赐来服侍神。
So we see a person with determination, with preservation and also gifts to serve God.
应当他所献上的神非常的悦纳。
So what he has done should be accepted by God.
而且他也的确做了很多的工作。
And indeed he has done a lot of good things.
可以来讲，这个犹大王乌西亚跟北边的以色列王耶罗波安二世，他们再加在一起的国土。
If we look at the two parts of the Jewish nation, the southern Judah nation and the northern Israel nation.
在这个时候是最兴旺的时候，已经几乎到达了大卫跟所罗门王他们时代的疆土。
At that time, it was perhaps the the greatest time of that nation, almost equal to the time of David.
我们看来这是今天我们所看的这个故事是一个成功的故事。
So in that sense, it's a story of success.
一个很卓越的一个人。
A excellent person.
怎么样？但是我们看到这个结果是一个很悲伤的一个结果。
And yet, the final result is a tragic result.
我们看到第二十一节里面讲到乌西亚王长大麻风，直到死日。
Here in verse 21, it says, King Uzziah had leprosy until the day of he died.
当时在旧约的时候，长大麻风表示出来他心里面的罪在那个地方。
In the New Old Testament time, to have leprosy means that he has sin on himself.
这边讲到长大麻风直到死日，神没有医治他。
So he says here that he had leprosy till he died. God did not heal him.
而且让我们看到还有悲惨的事情。
And even worse.
终身与耶和华的殿隔绝。
Because he was away from the temple of Jehovah all his life.
终身分离被 separated, 没有办法再进神的殿里。
So he was separated from the temple of God.
我们今天所看到的是一个悲惨的故事。
So we see today is also a sad story.
在这个过程中间，什么地方这个故事怎么样？是有一个转变而变成一个悲惨的故事。
Where, what happened in the middle of something changed?
只有一个原因。
It's one reason.
因为乌西亚的侍奉是属肉体的侍奉。
Because the ministry of Uzziah is a carnal ministry.
我的祷告，我巴不得我们中间每一个人的侍奉是属灵的侍奉。
I pray that every one of us, our ministry be a spiritual ministry.
我还巴不得我在美德教会这三年年日中间。
I hope that in our days here in this church,
帮助我们中间每一个人的侍奉是个属灵的侍奉。
That we can help each one of us to attain a ministry of spiritual service.
我们今天来看哪三方面的原因促使他是一个属肉体的侍奉。
Let's see today the three different aspects of three different reasons where Uzziah had gone wrong.
我想最主要一个原因，我们看到他是属肉体的侍奉，因为他没有建立起来与神个人之间的关系。
First of all, we see that one of the major reasons is he did not establish a personal relationship with God.
我们看到第五节这边讲到。
In verse 5,
撒加利亚在世的时候，乌西亚定义寻求神。
We see that he sought God during the day of Zechariah.
乌西亚寻求神，定义寻求神的那些阶段呢，只是在撒加利亚这个先知活在他旁边的时候。
He sought God only during the days of Zechariah.
我们看到历代志的作者在写这个历代志上下的时候有一个风格。
Here we see the author of the Chronicles. He has a special style.
特别我们看到他在写的时候，他有一个圣经上对这个人的概观定论的话语。
And for every person in the Chronicles, he has a summary conclusion about him.
我们看到历代志的作者在这个地方，他评到乌西亚这个人。
First, when he was evaluating Uzziah,
他用了一句句子，这句句子他同样的评他祖父的句子。
He used a sentence which he has also used for his grandfather.
他的祖父叫做约阿斯。
His grandfather is Joahias.
约阿斯同样的，这个作者怎么样评他呢？
Let's see how he evaluates Joahias.
作者在第二十四章第二节里面讲到祭司耶和耶大在世的时候。
In verse 2 of chapter 24 says, Josh did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years of Jehoiada the priest.
他的祖父当他在位的时候，在祭司耶和耶大在的时候呢，他行耶和华眼中所看为正的事情。
So it says here that only during the time of Jehoiada the priest, that Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
但是我们看到，当这个祭司死了之后的时候，
And we see that after the priest died,
我们看到第二十四章第十七节的时候，作者就让我们在这边描写他，他的祖父。
In verse 17 of chapter 24, this is how he described him.
他就听了犹大众首领的话，怎么样？王就听从他们的话，离弃了耶和华他们的列祖的神。
Says after the death of Jehoiada, the officials of the Judah came and paid homage to the king, and he listened to them.
乌西亚是属灵光景是在靠这个祭司在的时候而维持住的。
So the spiritual condition of King Josiah was depending on prophet.
乌西亚他的属灵光景是靠人。
So his spiritual condition was depending on a man.
我巴不得我们中间的每一位弟兄姐妹，你们能够建立起与神直接的关系。
I wish that each one of us can establish a personal relationship with God.
你们的属灵的光景不是靠了你们的丈夫、你们的妻子、你们的父亲、你们的母亲。
So your spiritual condition will not be depending upon your husband, your wives, or your father and mother.
甚至于不是靠了你们的牧师。
And even not depending on your pastor.
因为人会有一天过去的。
Because man will one day pass away.
而且人有一天会怎么样？人有一天会转变的。
And man sometimes change.
乌西亚没有跟神直接建立起一个关系。
Because King Uzziah did not establish a direct relationship with God.
我们看到为什么呢？因为他属灵光景是靠了祭司，靠了一个人。
So his spiritual condition was depending on a person.
同时我们也看到怎么样？他属灵光景也靠了他自己的力量，自己的肉体。
Secondly, we see that his spiritual condition was depending on his own effort, his own maneuvering.
我们看到第五节里面，乌西亚定意寻求神，这边里面讲到他是一个有决心的一个人。
In verse 5 says, King Uzziah sought God. So he is a man of decision.
一个侍奉主的人必须有这个条件，但单单这个条件还是不够。这怎么样？这是一个 necessary condition, but it's not sufficient condition.
Every person who wants to serve God has to have this condition, yet it's not the sufficient condition.
我们中间每一位侍奉主的弟兄姐妹，我们必须侍奉神，要花决心。
Each one of us, when we serve God, we must determine to serve.
我们讲，举一个例来，你来侍奉神，愿意做扫地、扫神的教会做这个工作的话。
For example, if we say you want to serve God, to do janitorial work in the church.
不是因为怎么样，天气好的时候你就做，而天气冷的时候你就不做。
You don't just come when the weather is fine, and you won't be here when the weather is cold.
而且不是心血来潮就侍奉。
And you don't just come because you feel like it.
弟兄姐妹，如果你侍奉神是凭心血来潮来侍奉的话，这种侍奉怎么样？是乌西亚的侍奉，是属肉体的侍奉。
So if your service is only when you feel like it, it's the kind of service that Uzziah had. It's a carnal service.
因为心血来潮 the spirit of the moment 这种来侍奉神怎么样？这种的侍奉神是怎么样？是不可靠的。
If you can only serve when it's on the spur of the moment, it's not a dependable service.
因为你自己的情绪会高，你自己情绪会低，你自己的怎么样状况会好，你的状况会坏。
Because sometimes you will feel good, sometimes you will feel bad, and your conditions will change.
神要怎么样？神要用一个人，这个人是怎么样？这个人在神面前是有决心的人，不管自己情况怎么样，不管自己情绪怎么样，他怎么样稳妥的。
What God looks for is a person who wants to serve regardless of how he feels, regardless of what his own condition is.
也就是说，神来看我们的侍奉，是看我们是不是有长时间的承诺。
So when God looks for us, is looking for a long time commitment.
长时间的思想。
A persistent desire.
长时间的摆上。
A long time commitment.
当法院如果抓到一个杀人犯的时候，
When the court caught somebody who has committed murder,
法官马上跟 jury 要办出来这个人是不是在长时间的思想要来杀这个人。
The judge and the jury would try to determine whether this is a premeditated murder.
这个字很重要 premeditated 是不是长时间在那边想要杀这个人
This is very important whether this person has committed the act premeditated.
假如长时间的杀这个人的话怎么样这个是 first degree murder.
If that's the case, that would be a first degree murder.
如果你只是两个人一吵架之后一气把那个人杀死的话呢这个是 second degree.
If the murder was committed only the spur of the moment in the, during an argument or something like that, that would be a second degree murder.
我用这个例子举得很不好，实在是正相反。我们侍奉神，神看我们不是要怎么样，不是要一下子当时想侍奉就侍奉，而是看我们是不是 premeditated， 在那里思想我们的侍奉。
So in the case when we talk about serving God.What God looks for us is a premeditated service.
所以保罗跟我们讲，我们要在怎么样？我们要在世界上世俗上的事情，我们要与主；而在怎么样神的事情上面，我们要变得聪明。
So Paul advised us to be foolish on the affairs of the world, but to be clever and diligent in the affairs of God.
我常常到各地教会的时候，看到一些弟兄姐妹，多半是怎么样在。世俗上的事情很聪明，而在侍奉神的事情上愚拙。
Often when I travel, I meet a lot of Christians. They are very clever in the world about the affairs of the world, but when it comes to serving God, they're very foolish.
我们看到乌西亚的侍奉为什么是属肉体的侍奉
？So we see here why.The service or the serving of Uzziah was a carnal service.
因为他没有跟神建立起个人的关系。
Because he did not establish a direct relationship with God.
他跟神之间的关系是什么呀？属灵光景是靠一个祭司撒迦利亚。
His spiritual condition was depending on a Zechariah the priest.
他跟神之间的关系是靠着自己的决心。是的，他有决心，但是弟兄姐妹们，我告诉你，决心也是不可靠的。
That relationship also was depending on his own efforts, which was not dependable.
我常常认为我侍奉主，我以前常常想到我自己是一个很有决心的人。
Oftentimes, I think, as in my service to God, I think of myself as a man of determination.
我想我要跟弟兄姐妹们分享，我一得救之后第一样侍奉是侍奉什么。
And I have shared with you that right after I was saved, my first service was.
我的外国牧师讲你真的要侍奉吗
this pastor, the American pastor, said to me, you really want to serve?
那 你可以做我每个星期三早上星期天早上所做的这样可以减轻我的负担的我就可以多拿来祷告。
So you can help me, to do what I need to do every Sunday. This way, I can have more time for prayer and, preaching.
他讲你把教会前面所有的香烟头所有的根外面的 wrapping 都把它剪出来因为我不喜欢看到这些在教会门口
So every Sunday morning you come before the service you pick up all the gum wrappers and the cigarette butts and so on around the church so that we won't see those things
你把教会里面的冷暖气通通开开因为呢至少要一个钟头之前开的时候才会怎么样才会暖起来才会冷
You come an hour before the service and turn on the heat or the air conditioning so that the church can be properly prepared
你把每一个厕所有不通的通通把它搞通里面的纸通通把它搞干净厕所都搞干净
And you come and check every washroom lavatory see that it works
最后再放两杯水放在牧师的讲台下面因为我讲道的时候他讲我用很大的气力
and then finally get two cups of water and place it under the lantern there so that I can use it
当我最后一天我记得十月五号1970年离开香槟 Urbana Illinois 的时候
on the last day when I left Champaign Urbana Illinois that was on October 5th, 1960. I did the same thing that we've done all those years before we leave Urbana.
当时我离开的时候，做完这些事情，离开 Urbana 的时候，我心里面有一个想法。
At the time when I left, I was thinking.
我里面心里面沾沾自喜，我在神面前讲，我是一个有决心的人。
I was very proud of myself, and I say I'm a man of determination, Lord.
因为我一年半在这个教会得救开始之后，没有一个星期没有这样做过。
Because in the past year and a half after I was saved.I did this thing every Sunday.
但是当我看到乌西亚这样有决心的人，还是不够，还是怎么样？他的侍奉神怎么样不悦纳的时候，我心里得到了警戒。
But when I see, here King Uzziah, even though he's such a man of determination, yet his service was not acceptable to God. I was reminded of this and was warned about it.
我们。看到怎么样？侍奉主单单凭决心还是不够的。
So, depending on our own efforts, it's not enough in serving God.